Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and you've joined me for a very fast half hour of special topics and special guests that hopefully will help you realize your special dreams of wealth and freedom. It's brought to you by Odin Feldman and Pittleman, a full-service law firm located in Reston, Virginia, serving the D.C. metro area with clients all across the country. If you'd like to make an appointment with one of the attorneys at OFP, please do so by calling 703-218-2100. If you'd like to learn more about the firm, visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. And also, I invite you to subscribe to my blog, Blueprint for Wealth, at www.blueprintforwealth.org, where you can receive articles, updates on estate planning, tax, business planning, videos, and also all of our prior radio shows are archived there. So we'd love for you to visit the blog and subscribe to it so that you'll get updates as they become available. And lastly, I invite you to subscribe to the Washington Business Journal, which allows me to write a column every month entitled Blueprint for Wealth. Now, today we're going to talk about nine what I would refer to as little-known strategies that may legally help you save thousands of dollars in taxes. The rich are there to make all the money and pay none of the taxes. The middle classes are there to do all the work and pay all the taxes. The poor are there to scare the daylights out of the middle class so they'll keep working and paying the taxes. And that was by George Carlin, the late George Carlin. Of course, income taxes are the single largest expense you'll encounter in life. Bigger than your home, bigger than the cost of getting your kids through college, believe it or not. Income taxes are the prevalent barrier to real financial security. You can never build any real wealth without first getting your tax life under control. You may have heard the expression Tax Freedom Day, the day that we stop working for the government and begin working for ourselves, and it keeps getting later and later. And with expected increases in the tax rates and changes in our tax system occurring at the end of 2012, we expect Tax Freedom Day to occur even later than before. My experience in working with thousands of families and businesses across the D.C. metro area indicates that most of you could substantially reduce the amount of income taxes you pay simply by adopting a sound tax reduction plan. There are legitimate legal ways to lessen your tax burdens, which frees more of your money to be used for whatever you want it to be used for instead of what the government wants it to use it for. The sad fact is that the IRS will never tell you about a tax deduction you didn't claim. Discovering legitimate tax deductions is up to you. Every strategy that I will tell you about will reduce your taxes honestly, legitimately, and with the full approval and blessings of the IRS, provided that you meet the rules. As you listen to me today, you may recognize some tax savings that you failed to claim when filing your prior tax returns. Don't worry, you can go back, amend those prior returns, and claim a tax refund. Amended tax returns must be filed within 3 years from the date that you filed your original return, or 2 years from the date that you paid the tax, whichever is later. Our tax system is really complex, and the laws are always changing. I mean, the tax code itself has over 1,300,000 words in it. Albert Einstein was quoted as saying the hardest thing in the world to understand is the income tax. So if it's hard for Einstein to understand, I can only imagine how difficult it is for the rest of us. There are two principles, though, that I want to make sure that you keep in the back of your head when we're talking about these strategies. One, make money you spend tax deductible as you spend it. And two, use the power of qualified retirement plans and legitimate investment tax shelters. Now, the last caveat is tax strategies are legitimate. Tax loopholes or tax cheating are not. So this is not tax avoidance or tax evasion. These are legitimate deductions and benefits that you are entitled to under the existing Internal Revenue Code. Number one, deduct your job-related automobile expenses and charitable mileage. When you use your auto at your employer's request to run a job assignment, and your employer does not reimburse you, you can deduct 55.5 cents a mile in 2012. If you're reimbursed at less than that rate, you can deduct the difference. If you have a second job, the mileage between the two jobs also is deductible. Two methods are acceptable for deducting automobile mileage expense. The first and the easiest is using the standard mileage deduction, multiplying your miles for business times the 55.5 cent per mile rate. The other is actual expenses, which are harder to track but may yield better benefits. The automobile mileage deduction is taken on Form 2106 for employees. In reviewing returns that I have seen others prepare themselves in the past, I've come across many people who've overlooked this deduction. The IRS is not going to tell you about it, the fact that you didn't claim it. I'm telling you about it, and you may need to look at how you can claim it on your return. There are limitations that apply to this, the 2% of adjusted gross income limitation, as well as new limitations that may come in effect next year. But it's worth running the calculation to see whether or not it sticks. Strategy number two, deduct your job-related education expenses. You can deduct the cost of qualifying education. It has to at least meet two tests. One, it's required by your employer, or by law, for you to keep your present salary, status, or job. It must serve a bona fide business purpose of your employer. Two, the education has to maintain or improve your skill in your present work, but it cannot qualify you for a new trade or business. So if you're going to law school at night, which may qualify you to become a lawyer, that may not be deductible as a qualifying educational expense. Strategy number three, deduct your home-based office when it's being used for your employer. Now, people who work for companies whose headquarters or branches are not located where you're located, or outside salespeople who often use their home as a base for their activities, can often use these deductions. Even employees who do administrative paperwork in addition to their regular duties that require an outside office can use their expenses as a deduction. There are rules, once again, that have to be followed. The office in your home has to be your primary office, meaning you can't have another office at your employer's regular business location. Also, your office must be used to meet with customers, vendors, or patients. And it has to be in an area of your home that is set aside regularly and exclusively for the home office purpose. Strategy number four, take deductions for capital losses. If you've got capital gains on your investments, you can take any capital losses against those gains and pay no tax on your positive investment returns. Even if you have no capital gains, you can still take up to $3,000 of capital loss against your ordinary income in any year. For instance, money that you get from an investment that is simply a return of your original principal doesn't qualify as a capital gain. Also, dividends are not capital gains, so that they can be offset against capital losses. But if you invested $1,000 into something and you can only sell it for $100, and you sell it for $100, that's a $900 capital loss that you could otherwise claim on your tax return. The next strategy, fund your retirement plans as much as possible. There are many ways to reduce your tax liability by setting aside money for retirement and planning wisely for the transfer of your estate. Investing in tax shelters can pay off handsomely in the long run. Within certain limits, you can deduct contributions that you and your spouse make to an IRA account. And if you qualify for a Roth IRA, you can save even more money. Roth IRAs have the significant advantage of when you pull the money out, it's not taxable. But there are certain income limitations to qualify. After your income goes beyond a certain threshold, there are other tax shelters you can use for retirement. You can contribute to a 401k program. You can take advantage of defined benefit and defined contribution programs. In any of these cases, if the employer offers it and you can participate, it's worthy of your consideration. Strategy number six, gifting assets to your kids. You can gradually take money out of your estate by giving it away. If your estate is larger than the normal exclusion amount, which this year is $5.12 million, but drops to $1 million at the end of this year, You can reduce its value by giving away $13,000 per year to each of your kids, grandkids, or anyone else that you want to without paying federal gift tax. Your spouse can gift money as well. For very financially affluent individuals, these gifts are an excellent way to help with educational needs of grandchildren or to pass their legacy without undue taxes. On top of this $13,000 a year, you can make a tuition payment directly to a grandchild's school, and it's not even counted towards the exclusion, annual, lifetime, or otherwise. Similarly, you can make a medical payment directly to the doctor or the hospital without it being counted towards your annual or lifetime exclusions from the gift tax. Strategy number 7, how about writing off a child's summer camp? Day camp costs are eligible for the child care tax credit and employer-sponsored flexible spending arrangements. Many working parents who send their kids to day camp this past summer can count on the tax code to help subsidize the cost. For children under the age of 13, the cost of day camp is eligible for the child and dependent care tax credit. It's limited in amount, so make sure you consult with your tax advisor. Strategy number 8, choose an aggressive and knowledgeable tax preparer to help you prepare your returns. And strategy number 9, as I mentioned earlier, if you didn't claim the benefit before, file an amended tax return if you're still within the statute of limitations. If you'd like to know more about income tax, estate tax, and gift tax planning strategies, give us a call at OF&P at 703-218-2100. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth, and visit us on the web at blueprintforwealth.org.